This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower, and this is ATIS. Today I want to talk about a piece of paper and a pencil. Not a checklist, not an app, just a blank sheet and something to write with. There's a training and safety tip out from the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, the AOPA, and the headline is Simple Sketch for Mastery. The idea underneath it is one of the oldest truths in flying, and it doesn't cost you a dime. If you truly understand the aircraft at your command, you can draw its systems from memory. And if you can't, then you have a gap. A gap you'd rather find on the ground than in the air. Here's what you need to know. Before we go further, today's aviation news and safety talk is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, let's get into why a sketch matters. Systems knowledge is the quiet foundation of everything you do in the cockpit. Most of the time, you don't notice it. The engine starts, the fuel flows, the electrical bus hums along, the gyros spin, the vacuum pump does its job in the dark, and you never give it a thought. That's the routine day. And on the routine day, systems knowledge feels almost academic, but the AOPA piece makes a point worth sitting with. That same knowledge is what you reach for when the engine won't start on the ramp. And it's what you're absolutely leaning on when the engine stops running in flight. Think about the ramp scenario first, because it's the friendly one. You turn the key and nothing catches. Now a pilot who has memorized a flow but never understood the system is stuck. They're just repeating the motions and hoping. But a pilot who understands the fuel system, the ignition system, the starter circuit, that pilot is troubleshooting. They're thinking, is it a hot start? Is the mixture wrong for the condition? Is the fuel where it needs to be? Is this a primer problem? A magneto problem? A battery problem? The understanding turns a dead end into a diagnosis. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though, because the ramp is the low-stakes version. The real reason AOPA is putting this in front of you is what happens when the same failure arrives at altitude. An engine that quits in flight does not hand you a menu, it hands you a clock. And in those first few seconds, you're not going to invent an understanding of your fuel system that you never had. You're going to fall back on whatever is already burned into you. Fly the airplane first, always. But right behind pitch for best glide comes the flow that might actually restart that engine. Fuel selector, to the fullest tank or to both. Mixture, rich, fuel pump, on. Carburetor heat or alternate air as your airplane requires. Magnetos, check both, try each. Every one of those actions is a systems action. Every one of them assumes you know what that switch or lever is actually doing to the machine, and this is where the sketch comes in. The exercise AOPA is recommending is deceptively simple. Sit down with a blank piece of paper. Draw your airplane's fuel system from memory. Start at the tanks. Where are they? How many? What are the usable quantities? Trace the fuel from the tank, through the selector valve, through the strainer, through the pump, both the engine-driven pump and the electric boost pump, if you have one, up to the carburetor or the fuel injection servo, and into the cylinders. Draw the vents. Draw the return lines if your system has them. Draw where the fuel gets measured and where it can be trapped. Then look at what you drew. And then, and this is the important part, open your pilot's operating handbook and check your work. I'll tell you right now what happens the first time most pilots do this honestly. There are a whole, you realize you don't actually know whether selecting both truly draws evenly or whether your particular airplane has a known imbalance. You realize you're fuzzy on how much fuel is unusable. You're not sure exactly what the boost pump does or when the book actually wants it on. That discomfort you feel finding those holes on the couch, that is the entire point. You're finding those holes on the couch, that is the entire point. You're finding them in the recliner instead of finding them at 2,000 feet with a windmilling propeller and a suddenly very quiet cockpit. This affects you if you fly anything with a system you can't currently draw. And I gently suggest that's most of us on most of our airplanes. On most days, don't stop at fuel. The electrical system is the next sketch. Where does the power come from? The battery and the alternator. What's the bus structure? What happens when the alternator fails? What drops off first? What keeps running on battery alone? And how long do you really have? Draw it? In an airplane with an electrically dependent panel, glass up front, that sketch might be the difference between a calm diversion and a scramble in the dark. Then the vacuum or pneumatic system. If you still fly steam gauges, what spins your attitude indicator and your heading indicator? What happens to those instruments when the vacuum pump quits? And crucially, how quickly and how subtly do they lie to you as they spin down? A pilot who has drawn that system knows to cross-check. A pilot who hasn't may follow a dying attitude indicator right into trouble. And here's why the drawing works better than just reading. Reading is passive. Your eye slides over the diagram in the handbook and your brain says, yes, that looks familiar, and you move on. Familiar is not the same as known. When you draw it from memory, you cannot fake it. The blank spots on your paper are the blank spots in your understanding, made visible. It's the difference between recognizing a route on a map and being able to navigate it in the dark. The pencil is an honesty test. There's a reason instructors have used this for generations, and it's the same reason the airlines and the military lean so hard on systems knowledge. In an emergency, you don't rise to the occasion, you fall to the level of your training. And systems understanding is training you can do anywhere, for free, at your kitchen table tonight. No airplane rental, no instructor, no weather minimums, just you, the paper, and the honest question, do I actually know how this machine works? Let me leave you with a way to make it a habit. Pick one system a week. Just one. This week, the fuel system. Next week, electrical, the week after. The pitot-static and vacuum. Draw it cold, then grade yourself against the book. By the time you've cycled through your airplane, you'll know it in a way that 100 passive readings of the handbook would never give you. And then do it again in a few months, because the knowledge fades if you don't touch it. The emergency you're training for is the one you don't get to schedule. My thanks to the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association for the training and safety tip that got us here. You can always find more of what we cover over at RadioHangar.com. So tonight, before you turn in, find a blank sheet of paper, draw your fuel system, and be honest about what you don't yet know. That honesty is the whole game. I'm Tower. Keep the pencil sharp and the airplane ahead of you.